Marge, I would appreciate it if you didn't tell anybody about my busy hands. Not so much for myself, but I am so respected, it would damage the town to hear it. Good night.
Yeah, right.
Hello and welcome to Put It in Age, a Die Hard Simpsons podcast. My name is Terry.
My name is Andy.
Andy, how the heck are you?
Very, very well, Terry. And how are you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it.
It's been a couple of weeks, as per usual.
It feels like it's been longer
it
than
does,
usual, doesn't
it?
It
does seem. Maybe did we record like a Tuesday? Like a novelty. Today
yeah.
is a Thursday, maybe?
That's
I think
it.
That's exactly what it is.
That is exactly what happened.
It's 2 days. 16 days. Unbelievable.
16 days, too long.
How are you? What have you been up to?
I have been busy,
Ooh.
Terry. Busy. I as you may have seen, I had a bit of a surprise trip.
Yes.
Over the weekend. I won't get into all the details here now. I'll spread this out for later's mini-sode. But basically, Tony called and he goes, can I... Oh, by the way, my voice is still a bit hoarse from said trip.
I was going to ask why your voice sounded so weird.
From the trip. But anyway, so he called and he said, can I give you a call in a few minutes to ask you some questions about Liverpool? And I was like, yeah, brilliant. Like, I love talking about Liverpool. This is on Tuesday.
All right.
And I figured it was one of those things where he had to like hold his own in a conversation with someone about football and he needed some bullet points, which has happened in the past. So I was like, great, I'll fill him in. All he needs to know. And he was like, right, why is the match so important this Sunday? And I was like, well, I don't know. I went off on a big thing.
I thought he was a big footy guy.
He's a fan, but like he wouldn't. Yeah. But he wouldn't be able to
Tony,
hold his
if
own.
You're listening, I'm only joking.
So then he goes... he goes, oh, that sounds great. We should watch it. I said, yeah, come down and watch it. He's like, well, I was thinking maybe we go to Anfield on Sunday to watch it. I was like, are you joking? Yeah. And so, yeah, Coca-Cola hooked him up with flights, accommodation, and all that sort of stuff. And so, yeah, we went to Liverpool. It was unreal. And, of course, we got to the airport. Both of us forgot to check in, so I had to pay about 50 quid each.
Ah, yes,
But you know what's mad? Like, you know, like I'll get into the football side of things, you know, at a later time.
Next
but,
week.
Yeah. But the trip itself, we went to the Beatles Museum, went to the Cavern. It was actually mad what you fit into one day, and it was mad even walking through the airport with
Did
him.
You go for a few pints.
I went for plenty of pints.
Hey, there we go.
Free pints.
Oh,
at Anfield.
Your
the
favorite
service,
kind.
The service at Anfield was unbelievable.
You're a full prawn sandwich wanker, were you?
Well, I was out in the stands now when the match was on.
Yeah,
so
but in the box.
In the box, I was very much free gifts and everything like.
A free iPad.
But it was mad even walking through like the airport. Like I'm looking for a charger. 27 quid it cost me for a charger for my phone. Get
for
this.
What?
Get this. Duty free. Like yeah. me fucking hole. You had
what
they,
terminal?
They sold them separate. One.
Oh yeah.
It sold them separate. So it was like, okay, I need a charger. I didn't realize Tony had an iPhone. I could have just used his. He knew he had an iPhone. Don't know why he didn't speak up. But anyway, so one was like, okay, you have to get the plug and the wire separately. Okay, yeah, the plug's 10 quid. I'm like, okay. And the wire is 15 quid. Or if you want a slightly longer wire, it's 25. I was like, give me the one for 15. Now, this one is about the length of this Coke can. Or this Lucozade Zero can. It really would have matched well if I'd have actually gone with Coke today. Now, I don't even know why...
Not even a fizz out of that.
Yeah, well, this is your
no,
wheelhouse,
I don't do
buddy.
Zero. I do regular. I do full-on Lucozade.
This is a Lucozade Zero pink lemonade.
I see it all the time, and like I'm a Lucozade man by
I don't even want this. No, I feel obligated to drink something I'd never have.
What else you got here?
Oh, you know what? You know what now? Have a sip there, if you wish. It's actually quite nice.
Okay.
A sip.
God. No.
Not for you.
Well, two things: the choke and then the taste. No, oh god, no.
Should have done it a second earlier. Might have got a spit take.
Yeah, or all over the mic.
All over the mic. This podcast is over.
I'm ruined.
But I thought, like when I was going around the airport, I was like, after I got the charger, I was walking past and I heard them say to each other, like, Tony Campbell was just in here. I was saying
what
to
world
him,
am I living in?
I know. And then we got back.
My name's Andy Campbell.
He must have meant Andy Campbell from Put It in H podcast.
Of course, like, yeah. And everybody.
And then on the way back, even when we're getting our passports, you know, he's there like, some other guy's like, love your stories, man. And I was like, oh, thanks very much. And all this, so I was like, it's mad. Like,
love your stories, Plum.
Yeah. So it's probably nice for him to get to Liverpool. Yeah, to get that and to also go somewhere where no one knows him as well.
Yeah.
But it's mad, like, to see it like a proper, like, fame in Ireland. You know what I mean? It's weird. But it worked for me, being his brother.
I saw you all over his
I know. And he has some edited vlog coming out of with even more footage.
I'll tell you the one problem I have with your trip.
What is it?
Didn't plug the podcast once, buddy.
It's not my fucking thing to do.
Excuse me?
I was actually thinking.
Make it your thing.
You know what? We did get like about 10 new Instagram followers off it.
Yeah, because I have. Mere peanuts.
I had our podcast thing on my bio, so when he tagged me, it all linked together. Yeah, you know what I mean? I figured actually when I was there, I should have worn me put it in a t-shirt or something.
Perfect.
For the whole time. I know, but I didn't think that far ahead. I was too excited.
Yeah.
But I knew you were going to say that as well. And then today, Terry, let me tell you. I have been very busy. I was supposed to be, in theory, getting the keys to the house tomorrow. Not happening now.
Oh, but why not?
It's a fucking dealing with a bunch of worm sucking idiots. That's what the problem
okay.
is. I've got right. Here's a very short, because I'm boring myself already with this sort of talk. But I need to get home insurance, life insurance, and all this sort of stuff sorted.
Contents?
Yeah, all this sort of shit. So it turned out there was an issue with the life insurance that I couldn't... Anyway, people didn't get the documents, all this sort of stuff. Then I guessed for the home insurance the estimate of a rebuild. So if it burned to the ground, how much would it cost to rebuild? I was only $1,000 off, actually.
That's pretty
good. Which is actually a pretty good guess, so I had to do all that. Then my solicitor... Listen to me, solicitor, said, I have to go in and re-sign the loan document from the bank. I was like, why do I have to sign it again? And the bank just said that I had to do it. And I was like, why would they do that? He's like, don't know, no idea. Cheers.
Earn your money anyway.
Cheers. And then I called head office. And head office said, oh, the solicitor didn't put the address underneath the witness thing. He just put his name. So he was bluffing.
Worms,
so,
right?
Like. So I'm dealing with a whole bunch of these fucking idiots.
So when do you reckon you'll have the keys?
Probably next week.
That's.
And I'm kind of coming to the realization.
When are you out of the other place?
I see the lease is up in March.
Okay.
But I've deferred the first 6 months of mortgage on this place.
Okay.
So we're probably going to be out of there end of January and save on 2 months rent and then have about 4 months of not paying a mortgage to, you know, get the money up to actually do the place. So I'm realizing that I'm going to have to do a lot of the work myself.
Is there a lot of work to be done?
Well, there is, but initially we're not going to do a huge amount. I have to knock something down. I know.
Set up a camera, please. It's already a disaster.
Yeah,
set up a camera.
That's, knock down a counter.
There's Patreon content there. I'll come down. I'll help.
Like, whoops. But apart from all that,
you're good anyway.
I'm good. Yeah. How the hell are you?
I'm good. I've been keeping the head low, pretty much, getting on the countdown to 2 weeks Friday.
Oh my god.
That's the official due date. And then.
What date is that?
29th of November.
Is there something on the 29th? Oh no.
Yeah.
My stupid fucking award show. But that's secondary.
Most definitely. But other than that, like, I kind of been keeping it, let's say, head low. I'm watching. I'll tell you what. I was out with my father on Saturday afternoon. Went to the cinema.
It's very nice, by the way.
What do you eat?
This is a fulfilled salted caramel protein bar.
That looks wrong.
Yeah, but it's nice.
Peanuts and Sprite Zero.
Sprite.
You're asking.
What is this? 1996.
Trying to cut back on my sugar, man. No sugar and.
I have
protein.
Been, but I feel obligated to eat this shit now.
Well, that's why I went with the peanuts. the biggest bag I could find, but still, like,
yeah, better man than me.
But
anyway, you were at the cinema.
Went to see The Irishman. Yes.
Sorry.
3.5 hours.
Let me down gently, or build me up.
It's good, Andy. Andy. Van Johnson, good. No, good. It's good. I would temper your expectations if you're expecting Goodfellas or The Wolf of Wall Street. Something that bombastic. It's not really.
I am expecting that.
It's not that. It's not like that, but it's still very good. Very good acting. It's kind of a bit sad.
Yeah.
Joe Pesci is fantastic.
Yes. That's all I want to know.
But he's playing, like, you know, he's normally like the fucking wild card. He's the opposite.
Yeah, he's mad chill.
He's soft spoken, sort of.
Yeah, I heard that.
He's great now. Ray Romano is really good now. He plays like Joe Pesci's cousin or something like that.
Yeah.
But there's a scene in it, because it obviously is going through time, and it's like a scene where they're looking at Kennedy getting shot on a TV. And it's just Ray Romano is behind about Robert De Niro. And it's like, just his act, like, he's not saying it, and he's just acting with, like, putting his hand to his mouth, or but he's just, or whatever, like, as if he's about to cry. And I remember thinking to myself, fucking hell, like, that's
good acting.
He's good.
Good for him.
I'd say the violence in it is very unglamorized, in that, like, you know, like, in a, there might be like a slow motion or like a music track.
Yeah.
It's just like he shoots somebody in the face, and they drop down, and it's just that bang, bang, and then...
Deadly, I love that sort of stuff.
Yeah, and it's just like, you're like, fuck, that is like...
You know, there's two movies that strike me with that have that sort of... I'm sure loads do, but the two that stick out for me was, I remember, Taken is actually one where there's like, you know...
Flesh wound.
Yeah, or he's not even asking questions. He was like, if you kill me, you'll... You know, like, it's all that sort of shit. And I remember Children of Men, do you remember, like, when they're reversing in the car and all...
Everybody back!
And then, like, someone just gets shot, and then you're sort of like...
Oh, my God!
But there's no music, or there's no... And you're, like, watching it, you're like, is she dead? Like,
I remember watching that, and it was my... I think it was my 21st. And I was really depressed. I was working in the shop on it, like, and like a friend of the podcast, Thomas Coffey, comes to the house, and we'd rented it from the Centra library, because you had recommended it to me.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, I don't know, sci-fi, whatever. But we were sitting there watching it, and we had to like wind it back because we were like, what just happened? When you know that whole scene where it's like the drum coming down
the
hill, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, it was just so visceral. Like,
and I've only ever seen that movie once. Like,
oh, it holds
so good.
Up, holds up so well. Like,
that was at the time, and probably still one of my favorite movies.
It's brilliant
that I can remember. Like,
but it's
it
a guy.
Really,
it's a guy. I think he did Gravity.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they're like that Steadicam shot. Oh, there's a couple of Spanish guy directors. I think it's him, or sorry, the guy who did Birdman. There's a Steadicam shot in when they're in the fucking prison island place but like of him fighting, they're like, oh my God, it's the best, you know, 10 minute Steadicam shot. It's good. But Irishman is very good. Watch it on Netflix.
Would you put it above any of his... What would you put it above of Scorsese's?
See, it's different. I put it above Casino. I prefer to Casino.
Well, that's already enough for me.
But Casino would be like below The Departed, below Wolf of Wall Street, below Goodfellas.
Yeah, I wouldn't put I put The Departed at the bottom of that.
No,
list.
I fucking love The
Departed.
Departed
is like you know what? I've only seen The Departed once. The Departed,
what?
Almost, I think, I think so.
That's like Goodfellas. If that's on, I'm gonna be watching it. Like,
it always seemed to me. I mean, when I'm looking at the actors in it and
fucking
all, like,
boy,
but like, I remember Mark Wahlberg just being so ham.
He was
a giant ham hock.
He was nominated for an Oscar for that movie.
I couldn't believe it. That's what makes me most insane about this movie. It's like, is anyone actually watching this performance here?
I'm the guy who does the job. You must be the other guy.
He's so like, he's at a 10 the whole time.
He's intense.
It's like a parody character.
No, he's awesome.
I was laughing my ass off.
I fucking love him. Alec Baldwin. Can I talk to you for a minute? Yo, fuck that up.
Can I talk to you for a second, please? You stupid fucking...
Hey,
fuck this whole thing up! What the fuck did you do, you cocksucker? Come and kill me! I'm gonna have to kill the fucking...
Yo, fuck that up.
I actually, you know what?
Because
I was remembering Jack Nicholson's in it, and when he just mentioned Alec Baldwin, I was like, fuck, I want to watch this again. This is a great cast.
He's like, World needs plenty of bartenders. You're suspended 2 weeks with pay.
Yeah, I want to watch it now. Yeah, it's awesome. Is that on Netflix?
Probably, yeah. It's okay. Fucking deadly.
So. See, I see how quickly I turned.
Yeah, no, like, so, Irishman, it's just a bit more. It's funny that it's like he's in his 70s now and he's kind of making it as a guy, almost looking back on his career of making mob movies or whatever that. And it's like, that. The de-aging doesn't really work at the start. Like, the de-aging works for when Robert De Niro is playing a guy in his, like, late 50s.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, they've taken close to 10 years off him, and it looks great.
Yeah.
When he's supposed to be, and I kept trying to work it out, is he, like, late 30s, early 40s? It kind of doesn't... They get it close to looking like him in, like, Midnight Run or something, like, in the early 90s, but not quite. But it works. I think it works.
I wonder, do they take his face from other movies?
See, there's a bit in it where they show him in the war... And I'm like, geez, that's the best it looks, because he kind of has a bit of shadow and it's like he looks very much like something from like Once Upon a Time in America or around that time where you're like, oh, right. I was like, fuck, they got it right. Works better for Pesci and for Pacino. Pacino is great in it.
Is he?
Well. Like he gets that line of, because he's playing Jimmy Hoffa, a sort of larger than life character.
He's supposed to be a bit of a crazy guy.
He's corrupt as fuck, but so he's... like quite big but not over the top, so like
how's my boy Sebastian Maniscalco in it?
He's not bad. He plays Crazy Joe Gallo. He's only in it for a little bit. Yeah,
brilliant. I just love his accent.
Because I remember you said it to me that he was in it because I saw him on Comedians in Cars.
I think he's great on that as well.
I'm trying to think what else. I've been watching a lot of Succession.
Excuse me?
This HBO show that I've been meaning to dig into for a while.
Right? Never heard of it, mate.
Have you not? It's the new show. And it's really interesting because it's something that I would, on the surface, I would not think I would like. And it's about a family that like own this like media conglomerate.
Mm-hmm.
The dad, it's supposed to be like the Murdochs, I guess. Like they own like a Fox News type thing.
Right.
But it's about like the dad who's like 80, who's this like tyrannical patriarch. And then it's his kids. And essentially the son is like supposed to be taking over the business. The dad's supposed to be retiring. But all the other kids, they're all fucking assholes because they've been brought up with all this money and stuff. Yeah. And it's basically like who's going to get the position. And it's like a load of power battles. And there's like a load of stuff that like it's written so well. It's written by the guy who wrote Peep Show.
Okay.
So it's, and people, I remember thinking, geez, he's doing a drama. And then I realised it's not a drama. It's a really black comedy.
Kind of like The Sopranos was, or
it's kind of, but like it's more like, what would I say? Something that has, it's like in what's the fucking, like Veep. Do you ever watch Veep?
No, but I hear it's
like,
great.
It is very good, and like the thing about this is, they have an English guy writing like insults for American people,
and
it sounds fucking brilliant when they. It's a good cast. Kieran Culkin is in
it.
Yeah, he's quite good in it. I'm trying to think, you wouldn't really know anybody else.
I don't care for the way you
okay, Brian Cox.
No,
Brian Cox is the biggest.
The is he the guy who does a lot of that star fucking gazing or whatever the scientist guy? Obviously not.
What?
Something Cox. I can't think of his name.
He played the original Hannibal Lecter before Anthony Hopkins.
Before Anthony Hopkins?
Yeah.
Since when is there a Hannibal Lecter
before? There's a movie, before Silence of the Lambs.
Not interested in it.
Succession, very, very good. Really, really good. You'd be surprised.
Succession, by the way. Right.
You'd be surprised how much, like I was saying, you're not supposed, on the surface, you shouldn't care for these characters.
Yeah.
And every time they show a little bit of humanity, you're like, oh, fuck.
My
like,
guy.
Yeah, that's it. Like, I'm like, oh, he has it all right there. Like, why is he doing all this self-destructive behavior? It's right there for him. He just let himself take it.
Where is it on?
It's on Sky Atlantic.
Okay.
So you'll get it. But
I have that.
Yeah, you get it there. Like, it's two seasons done. I think they're doing a third. But very, very, and like, I remember by the end of it, it's that weird thing. Like the end of the first season, I was like,
but the thing is, like, would I like it, Terry?
Well,
is this more for the listeners, or is it?
But
is it
but
for
I
me?
Think you would, because it's very funny and it's very weird, and it's kind of like there's all this weird stuff going on that's like it's not normal, it's not boring,
right? Okay,
for a topic that seems that it should be kind of boring.
Okay,
all the characters are all a bit like off.
Okay,
And it's.
I'll give it the college try. I give everything a good 5 minutes.
Oh.
And then I make my decision after that.
Okay.
So I'll do that.
I would say, yeah, okay. Well, look, it's very, very good.
Okay.
Can I
tell you something I've been watching?
Yeah. Go ahead.
It's on Netflix, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm not a war buff by any means.
Sure.
But there's a new thing that's been on Netflix. I don't know if you've seen it. The World War II in color or something like that. It's just like a documentary about World War II. Like, but it's like all original footage, all in color. It's unbelievable. And I'm not in, I had no idea. I just know the cliff notes. Hitler killed a whole bunch of Jews. There was Pearl Harbor, you know, like a few of the, like, I don't know anything or why, or, you know what I mean? Like, bar the very basics.
You didn't do history in school?
No, I didn't actually.
Did you not?
No, and I really wish I did. Mm-hmm. But I didn't.
Depends who you had as a teacher.
But I have, like, it breaks down to like, I'm only on episode 4 or 5, but I mean, the footage they have, I'm like, I was watching it with Kerry, I'm like, is this really happening? Or is this like something? It's like, no, this is all real, whatever. But I can't recommend it enough, because I forgot about, like, okay, you got Hitler and all the fucking, you know, Stalin, shit, he's and Stalin and all this. And then I'm like, oh, and then there's Japanese bombing Pearl Harbor. I'm like, what the fuck are they doing over there? Like, what's that got to do with anything? But when it breaks it down, and the way it's narrated and the way it's put, it's like a big story, but it's very accessible for a numbnuts like myself. So I would highly recommend it. Numbnuts or not, that it's very good.
Oh, okay.
So
I might give that a go.
That's my piece. It's very documentary, very, and we're betting to it.
Faye does like a bit of history.
Mm, right.
Speaking of my wife, one last thing.
Oh,
said I'd mention it. We were out for a lovely bit of tapas with a couple of friends.
Go on.
In the Porthouse, we were out with our friends Kira and Joey.
Hello.
And hello. Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
But what I want to talk about was, before I got into town a bit early, and I said, I'll try out this little bar around the corner called the Underdog.
I hate it already.
Now, do you remember Brogan's pub?
Of course not.
Oh. Just beside the Olympia. It's a brown pub.
No, I never.
And they have downstairs. And it's a lovely little cozy pub, whatever like that.
Right.
I went in there, and because apparently it's a crafty shop, you know, craft ale shop. Right, yeah. Right? So I had a look, and I saw, being the frugal man that I am, the €5 pale ale. Yeah. I said, I'll have one of those, please. I just heard two other guys order.
Get into another argument about ale. you did with the last guy. Yeah. Juicy.
No, I didn't. I just asked for the ale, and it was fucking a terrible, terrible pint.
You putting really these people on blast?
Yeah. But then I got a different pint. I got a nice little Citra, and it was gorgeous. So this cask pale ale that I had, this slop, I hadn't had a pint this bad in years.
Oh.
Yeah.
So what's the name again?
The name is Underdog.
What's the name of the pint? The
cask pale ale?
Cask?
Yeah.
C-A-S-K?
I assume so, yeah.
Well, you should have known right then and there that it was going to be muck. Cask?
Yeah. Mm. Well, all the other names.
Nothing beats on a hot day a nice pint of cask.
Yeah. But I did, because like Faye came in and she's like, oh, like you're not drinking your drink. It's like, and you can see, you know, it's a bad pint when there's shitloads of white on the inside of the glass when you haven't been drinking it, you know?
Ew.
Yeah, it's crap. Like suds on it. But like,
sounds awful.
She went and got me a pint of the Citra they had, or whatever it was, and it was gorgeous.
Citra? So,
but I knew as well, I knew your man was pulling it. But the way he was pulling it, I was like, I'm not in for a good one here.
What was that drink that you were giving me?
The Rascals.
That was fucking delicious.
Yeah.
Very
zesty.
Very zesty. And the whole drinking world has changed since I've last properly been in there. When you said
one
this,
Corona, like, please.
That's all I do. But yeah, the only reason I stopped drinking the Rascals is because it was pints and I would have been on my ear.
Yeah, you made it till the end. We had a good night. Ended up in Fibbers. I got you there in the end.
Yeah, went to Fibbers.
Good. That Foo Fighters band was good. No,
they were good, yeah. It was literally, like I was saying, it was like I was transported back to 2002. Like, there's so many people that's like, I know someone who looked just like that, and just like that, and just like that. I remember the guy who had that attitude, or whatever it is. But
that's what his attitude.
You know these metlers.
Oh,
I'm sorry, Dom. I'm sorry. But Yeah, it was good. It was good. It was a good laugh. But I wouldn't want to go to Fibbers again.
All right, we'll bring you somewhere else. Might get you to Whelan's.
Whelan's is a bit more.
That'll be next year. Down the line.
Whelan's is a bit more. Yeah.
Your speed.
I made a fool of myself last time I was there, though.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they remember you.
Was that Dr. Dog, if you recall? Oh, yeah, you weren't there.
I wasn't there. I'm sorry. I wasn't invited.
There's a faux pas. You must have been invited.
Don't like those guys. Anyway, Andy, dare I say it, shall we talk about some Simpsons?
Yes. Let's do it.
Let's put a disclaimer on this.
I'm sure, as you could tell, if you've made it,
if you've made it this far
based on the title of this show, then thank you. It's another Simpsons clip show is the actual title. So what we're going to do is we're going to go through it fairly quickly. You know, I don't even have the script in front of me. Only Terry's got the script today. I'm riffing. Can I hit you with
something? A bit unprofessional, if you ask me.
It is a bit, to be honest. But you're here a lot earlier today than I expected. I didn't have time.
Got you off guard.
You did. Okay.
Yes.
Sorry for everyone listening there. We are talking about another Simpsons... My voice is fucking gone. Another Simpsons clip show. It is the third episode in season 6, airing on the Fox Network on September 25th, 1994. It was directed by David Silverman, and it was written by Pennywise.
That is a...
It is a pseudonym for John Vitti, and he used it because...
Took his name off it, didn't
he? Yeah, now that tells you something.
I like this guy already.
If the writer has taken his real name off it because he doesn't want
Smithy
to be painted with that brush. So anyway, early September 1994, and we're basically the... There was a previous Simpsons clip show. But anyway, this guy, John Vitti, I don't think he had anything to do with the first one, but he used a pseudonym in this one because he didn't want to be credited for writing a clip show. What else do you say? And the staff, what's interesting I thought was like the staff were forced by the Fox Network into doing clip shows to save money. And there was intense pressure on the producers of the show to create extra episodes in each season. The plan was to make 4 clip shows per season to meet that limit. Four clip shows. But the writers and the producers felt that too many clip shows would alienate fans of the series, rightly so. And the network's reasoning was that clip shows cost half of what a normal episode costs to produce, but they could sell syndication rights at full price.
Four a season.
Imagine that.
Fuck off.
Every 6 episodes, like, here's another clip show. It's another Simpsons clip show. What else have we got? The reception... It didn't actually receive great reviews.
No, why would it?
The Nielsen rating of 8.7. It was still the 4th highest rated show on Fox, beaten only by Beverly Hills, X-Files, and Married with Children.
Married with Children is a force, man.
I know. Unstoppable back in the mid-90s.
With Katie Sagal on it in their prime. Why not?
Yes. I forgot all about that.
That was such a weird thing that it was like, this guy that has like a super, like a smoking hot wife.
I know.
And all she wants to do is have sex with him. And he's just like, no, no pig. Like, what the fuck? Like,
it was one of the least favorite episodes among fans. Now what I thought was interesting, it was done in a certain way I admired at the start. Now we'll get into it more, but at the start I was like, oh, okay, like,
yeah,
you know,
I had the exact same,
I was thinking, okay, interesting, they're doing it in a bit of a different way, but I feel like I should hold that until we get into it.
Sharpen my blade.
To be honest, I think the earthquake from the previous 2 episodes.
I was thinking
had
that.
Something to
I
do
was
with
thinking
it.
That as well, because
I think they were pushed for time.
It very much seemed like
patched together.
The first 2 of this season, like you're saying, came almost from the last batch, or like there was something there, and then it was like, okay, this is the filler, or this is the break in between, and then Itchy and Scratchy Land, I think, is the next one after that, and that is kind of when
it
we're off and running on season 6, like, you know,
definitely,
because it seems like those 2 were done in the bubble, the first 2, and then this one just seemed like, okay, we got to put this out here.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, yeah. We'll get into it. We'll get into
let's
it.
Let's just get into it.
Okay. Ooh. So. So Marge is in bed.
Mm-hmm.
And she's reading The Bridges of Madison County. You ever see the movie?
I have not, of course. Have you?
No, but it's, I think it's Clint Eastwood and Meryl Streep. Look at your face.
I'm a Meryl Streep fan.
I know you are.
Big time.
Oh, you sick. You sick son of a bitch.
You're fry.
So she's trying to wake Homer up. And
yeah, I like this when like she's trying to wake him up and he's just like, this is kind of like how
me.
I would
this
be.
This is me. This is my life. What do you want?
I'm such like there's like a running joke
I'm
in the
asleep,
house
I'm gone
yeah it's like oh well that was Night Andy like Night Andy's a prick and I'm always like if only I could harness like the brashness of Night Andy into daytime Andy because Night Andy is so like when you fucking so like you know I'm a jerk
yeah.
But Homer is matching those sort of qualities here
just, well I was
give
like,
me a sign
Homer are you awake this is important give me some sign you're awake wake up
hey what's wrong house ran away, dog's on fire.
What was funnier? I think a fart would have been funnier.
Than the burp?
Yeah.
The fart would have been funnier. Yeah.
Something like that.
Do you fart in the under the covers, Terry?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Does it go down well?
Only when the covers are moved, then it goes down badly, because half the time it can't be smelt until...
Yeah, you have to be really still.
Yeah. And then, but like, say, if then if I'm like, I'm just going up to the bathroom, as soon as I open it...
waft.
The ghosts come out.
I know.
It's like, oh my god! I'm like, oh, I thought you wouldn't notice. I thought it'd be gone.
But you know, the thing is, like, as
I guess it is a gas you're containing. It.
I mean, it is offensive, right? And I understand why she's annoyed. I'd be annoyed.
Yeah.
But the angrier she gets, the more I laugh.
Me too.
And I can't stop. And it's the only time that I'll be like, she's proper pissed off and I'm breaking my shit laughing. She's like, why do you find this so funny? And I'm like, I'm sorry.
I can't help it. Farts are funny, man.
They are funny.
Yeah.
But I've a system that I briefly mentioned to you before, right?
Right.
If you want to fart in the bed and not have it smell, I have a system.
You flip up the quilt?
Now, here's what I do. I point it in the direction of the side of the bed, right?
Yeah.
So I'm not lying on it. I'm not letting it bubble up and stew on it. I turn on my side. I lift up the cover. And then, as soon as I fart, I put the cover down. And I feel like that creates...
All in your head.
No, listen to me. And then half of it goes out, but it's away from her. And the other half is not getting a full whack under the sheet, so that has time to dissipate. And since I've got about a 90% success rate.
And now, let me ask you, are you a bad farter?
Oh, it's bad.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Depends, but usually I eat shite and it smells like a fucking wheelie bin has been left in the desert for 2 weeks. Like, it's proper bad.
I like that analogy.
It is. Yeah. I only know that analogy because that's literally what it smells like. Anyway, back to more highbrow manners.
I like when Homer is half awake and he's like, what's wrong? House run away? Dog on fire? Marge's going on about how the romance has gone out of their lives. And I did like this. He's like, it's 3 a.m. and I worked all day.
Yeah. What was the line?
It's 9:30 a.m. or p.m. and you spent all your Saturday drinking beer in the kiddie pool.
It's funny because like when he says that, I'm thinking, yeah, good point.
Yeah,
it's like, oh no, he hasn't been doing that.
Then
but that was the start.
Then it cuts to the clip.
There you are. Thought you could get away, huh?
Because that was like what kind of confused me. Where he's like in the pool, it's like thought you could get away, huh?
Yeah, that's
like. Clearly, like, is this supposed to be the day that your one...
That is the neighbor? From that episode. It's from when the powers move in next door.
But are they framing this as, like, a new thing? Or is this supposed to be that
See,
same
this is
day?
Where it gets, like...
Like, they don't even clarify. And then they seem to abandon that, like, halfway
and, like,
through.
I kind of like the framing device more than I like... Remember the last one where Homer's in a coma?
Oh, yeah.
I like this one more...
Yeah.
But only because I think the dialogue that's written around the clips is better.
Yeah.
But
to an extent.
Yeah, but like...
Mm. I agree with you, though.
I did like where she's basically saying, we're setting a terrible example for the kids. I want us to deal with the issues raised by this book.
He
just fucks it in the fire.
I did like that joke. Yeah. I knew it was a bad idea putting the fire there.
And then, now this is probably what you were talking about, when it cuts to the kids, and they're watching an old Itchy and Scratchy episode, right? And then, but they're clearly, the animation is like season two. And then she comes in and is saying,
how many times can you laugh at that cat getting hit by the moon?
It's a new episode.
Not exactly. They pieced it together from old shows, and it seems new to the trusting eyes of impressionable youth.
The viewer can't pick up on it. And as they're saying this, they're jumping between
all
old different footage.
Yeah.
Of like, and I was like, oh, there's our word. There's our meta.
Meta?
Yeah.
Beat me to it. I was like, is that meta?
Have I got That's it? Very meta, because it's like, this is a clip show, and
this
isn't supposed to be an old clip, but we're making a clip of old clips mixed together. Clip, clip, clip.
And even up until this point, I was like, I like where they're going with this. Yeah. I was like, oh, it's too harsh to judge this.
And then, so that, I thought that was okay, and then they get a little Ren and Stimpy jab in there.
Excuse me.
When was the last time you ever heard anybody talk about Ren and Stimpy?
I mean, Ren and Stimpy wasn't funny.
Wasn't my bag. It was disgusting.
Yeah.
I could appreciate the voices.
I always just liked when Ren, the skinny one.
You idiot.
When it's zoomed in real close, like they do it with SpongeBob a lot, where like they've got like the beads
it's
of sweat.
Painting, like,
it's like a completely different animation.
But
I like that sort of stuff.
I was shocked to find out that Stimpy was a cat.
Huh.
Ren is a dog.
I guess he's a cat, but...
Well, no, he is a cat.
Yeah, but I mean, I didn't...
But like, it looks more like he's drawn like a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know?
I would never have... Yeah.
I would never have thought he's
like
a cat.
Not like any cat I've ever seen.
No, exactly. Too smooth to be a cat.
It's too, dare I say it, large.
Cats can be large. Large and in charge. You got a cat.
Trim cat.
Oh, right, okay. Keep her on that kitty diet, huh?
Yeah, but you know it. I don't even know. I don't even know what we're doing.
We are struggling here. Not a lot of meat on the bone in this episode, folks. So, the first clip they go to is basically they talk about like a romance and says, your cherished memories. And the first one is all the Mo flashbacks. Bart's cherished memories are prank calling Mo.
Yeah.
Mo's tavern.
Hello, is Al there?
Al?
Yeah, Al. Last name, Caholic?
Let me check. Phone call for Al. Alcoholic. Jacques Strap.
Is IP Freely here?
Hey, is there a Butts here? Seymour Butts? Homosexual? My crotch?
Amanda Hug and Kiss?
Huge ass?
Ivana Tinkle?
I'm a stupid moron with an ugly face and a big butt, and my butt smells, and I like to kiss my own butt.
Do you have a favorite Mo?
I kind of like the, you know, that one where he's like, and my butt smells.
You like that
one? I like to kiss my own butt because it's so obviously.
Yeah. But that's from a Halloween episode where he knows. Remember, Bart can control things with his mind.
Oh, yeah.
That's why he's saying all that. Like, I'm a stupid moron. An ugly face.
Yeah, I like that one.
I like.
What's yours?
Either Mike Gratch or Amanda Hug and Kiss.
Yeah.
Oh, why can't I find Amanda Hug and Kiss? But it's just so telling. When I was younger, or like, that was what you associated with Mo.
Yeah.
Was the prank. And then it's like, not since the episode when.
Like, not since what, season three?
Four. Like, we covered it when Bart's first love. I think that's the last prank call.
Because I was thinking when they went through, I was like, oh yeah. Like I completely forgot that was the whole angle of Bart prank calling Mo. Yeah. Like,
it's like even when, like, I think it's season three when Homer's selling when Burns is selling the plant and she sends Bart down because he's going to prank call him Mo. And then he's like, wait a minute, I know that voice. Well, if it isn't Little Barney Simpson. And then Homer, she's like, Marge's like, what's your fondest desire? It's Homer doing a load of mms.
Yeah, no thanks.
No thank you. And then it's, think about moments in your life that have been very romantic. Homer kissing Flanders. They're very clip heavy.
Like, Homer kissing Flanders?
At the football game when they become best friends.
Oh yeah, for some reason I was thinking Smithers. Yeah.
And then they get into this. She tells the story of, like, Jacques.
Now, you know what bugged me about this whole... Like, this is where it went downhill for me. But, like, it was like, you know, after Homer's one, it's like, okay, now they're going to just do one each, and that's sort of the thing. But I have to admit, to be fair, I actually quite liked the Jacques.
Me too.
Clips. And I was actually laughing at, you know, because he's so like...
No, it is.
Yeah, I did when going through my notes. Our main man, Albert Brooks.
Yeah.
But the whole thing where he's like, now throw.
throw it at you.
We need something lighter, more delicate. Here, use my ball.
No, thank you, Mr. Brunswick.
Call me Jacques.
Jacques.
Marge. May I ask you a bold question?
Sure.
You've never bowled before?
Never.
No.
No.
Then I will teach you.
Oh, I don't want to trouble you.
Not at all. I am a professional. Roll the ball for me, Marge. Let me see your form.
All right, but I'm not very good. I can hit that one pin all right, but the rest of them don't even wobble.
I can help you, Marge. Pick up the ball. Pick up Homer. Pick him up.
Oh.
Now throw.
But...
Throw, damn you.
You're a very good teacher.
He's like, it's not quite breakfast, it's not quite lunch, but it's a good meal.
He's like, but my heart and my hips say proceed.
Yeah. I was thinking, I was like, he's brilliant. Like, you kind of forget, like, Marge was full on gonna, like, have an affair.
Gonna ride him.
Yeah, like, definitely.
She has, in the actual episode, doesn't she, as she faints, she has
a dream sequence where they're, like, ballroom dancing
and then she's
and
willing
like.
Just to, yeah.
Yeah. But I did like so they go through that whole thing.
And also, as Marge is talking about it, clearly, this is the first time I noticed something was really up. She's standing there, and it's like a still, but her mouth is moving. I'm like, are we supposed to believe that, like, and they did this throughout the whole thing, like, clearly the audio is something completely different.
Not synced,
that like, bugs the hell out of me. It's like, it seemed so patched together. It's like, here's season 2 Homer saying something at the breakfast table, but we're going to put in whatever, season 6 Homer saying.
They do that all the time. But like, this was so overload. Like. Yeah. And I guess that's what they made that joke at the start to be like,
yeah, so it's okay.
Let us off the hook. Yeah, right, right, come on. Your hands are tied. But I did like where Homer was like, I want you to stop seeing this, Jack.
Marge, I want you to stop seeing this, Jack. You can let him down gently. But over the next couple of months, I want you to break it off.
Okay, Homer.
Oof, that was a close one, kids.
What?
I know. What sort of relationship have they got?
Open marriage. Mm. Homer then goes on about Mindy. And,
which we've kind of covered. But
yeah, we covered it last season.
You know what I have to admit to you right now? I never really appreciated how, and I don't use this word often, sexy... Michelle Pfeiffer's voice was.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say the drawing. I was like,
No.
Andy.
But the voice, like, what? I was thinking, I was like, who was that again?
Oh, right. You know, she's a very sexy lady.
She is. And I wouldn't have thought so.
Even now.
She wouldn't be.
Very, very sexy lady.
Really? Well, especially when they're both on the bed and he's crying that they're going to have sex.
Oh, yeah, like you don't know. We're going to have sex.
Oh, well. We don't have to.
Yes, we do. The cookie told me so.
Well, desserts aren't always right.
But they're so sweet.
Homer, you don't have to do anything you don't want to.
Well, maybe I want to. But then I think about Marge and the kids.
Well, not the boy. He drives me nuts. Sometimes I just like to...
Homer... You know how I feel, so it's up to you. Look in your heart. I think you'll see what you want.
Just the way she's talking to her, I'm like, oh, that's a nice
when
voice.
I loved when she was, when they're like, no more Chernobyl. She's like, get bent.
Yeah.
I was like, all right.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I did like afterwards where Marge is angrily like, what happened to her? Like, no, she hit the bottle pretty hard, lost her job. Like,
plus they both seem to be quite... okay with each other almost having a full-on affair.
I was thinking though as well.
Homer less so.
With the Homer one, like, and the big reveal is that Marge is dressed the exact same way as Mindy. It's like, what sick fucking game is Homer playing here? Like, dressing his wife like the woman that he almost cheated
but
on her
is
with.
He dressing her like
Well, obviously you told her to show up in her little red number in the exact exact same hotel room that he brought this broad to in Capital City. And she says this was a wonderful idea.
Hmm. Yeah, to bring her there. Maybe the dress, though, was her.
It's not a coincidence. Fuck that, Andy. Come on.
So you think he's thinking of Mindy?
He's going to fucking the bone zone while he's thinking of Mindy. Like, most definitely.
Bones.
Sick bastard.
I love that. I'm going to use it all the time.
Bone zone.
Bone zone in the bone zone. It's a grower.
Who were?
Like the bone zone. Anyway.
Okay.
Loopy already.
it's very warm.
It is warm.
Yeah. So then we go to Lisa and her love stories to do with Ralph Wiggum.
And you know the whole Ralph. I really liked that episode. I liked it at the time. Yeah. I didn't particularly get anything from this round of clips.
See, the bits I like from that episode don't necessarily.
Yeah.
Like they didn't, like you say, involve that round of clips. The stuff like with Bill and Marty was what I liked from that.
Yeah.
Episode. Even the child actor guy.
Yeah. Someone's gotten to you, you deceitful cow.
Or most of the stuff I enjoyed in that episode, I think we both gave Wiggum like her MVP. You know, let that be a lesson, the rest of you nuts.
That's one of my favourite lines of all time.
What do you want, a crack a nut or win a girl? and then Bart's one, Bart's one is so quick. That's just
your one.
It's just that clip of like the babysitter taking his heart and like.
I mean, if we're to believe that Homer in the pool outside is the same day, when Marge says you spent your whole Saturday in the pool, and then it's the same clip, and then all of a sudden Bart remembers.
It's just a clip show, man.
I mean, I'm sure somebody got fired.
What is that? Some sort of magic episode?
And then what happens after that? It's Bart.
It's Grandpa, we just covered the Grandpa episode with Mrs. Bouvier.
That was needless.
Yeah.
Shoehorning that in. That was only recently.
I did like the one where it was like, your Aunt Patty, and it was like, soon I will kill you.
Yeah.
No.
I was only watching that episode the other day because there was some season 3 on Sky.
Yeah.
And I was absolutely cracking up.
There was the one where
Homer, they're at the dinner table and Bob is like saying like oh he's like okay with Bart or whatever. Yeah. And Homer's like,
gee, if some snot-nosed little kid sent me to prison, the first thing out I'd find out where he lives and tear him a new belly button. Nosy snitch. Yeah.
You should just see Bart's face. You see the knife here, like, little snitch. And Bart's like, I couldn't stop laughing. It's like the knife was one enough, but then Homer just going there, so little snitch. Like, cutting through his stomach. Classic.
Deadly.
Anyway.
So then they kind of just seem like, oh, Marge is a bit depressed. Nobody learned anything about love tonight. And then basically Homer pulls an ace out of the hole and he talks about how he met Marge. And as I was watching this clip, I was like, man, I want to watch that episode again. That is a proper, like, a classic. And it's not like
classic.
It's not crazy or anything. It's just like that one story, start to finish.
Yeah. And I was thinking the same.
Man, I think we should like do that episode or something, like, because it was just and then like even like, you know, you get like Artie Ziff, it was like it would damage the time.
That is one of my favourite
lines. Good night.
That's the line I use in my everyday life quite a lot. Like, I fear it would damage the town to hear it.
And then, like, the thing I always use is Homer. It's like, alright, I'll walk in the mud. Like, but it's really sweet. Like,
it is
like,
sweet.
It was
actually one of my favourite bits of this episode, and it wasn't even, you know, an original.
And it's very telling that it's the stuff that we haven't covered that is like, we're like, oh, yeah. Like,
yeah.
And like, that I just got me thinking about that whole episode where it's like his whole plan is like to make Marge to spend some time with him and get to tutor.
Yeah.
And then when she's like, I never want to see you again, he still thinks they're going to the prom together because he doesn't talk to her for 2 weeks.
Oh yeah.
And like he shows up to pick her up and it's just like humiliating.
Yeah.
Oh, Homer.
I would watch that again. Oh, yeah, I'd love to review that one actually.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's a good one. I'll do that.
And then they make up, I guess. Kiss and make up, literally.
And then the kids are in watching Itchy and Scratchy again. And that is like... They're
sharing a kiss. There's a little too much kissing for me, to be honest.
Yeah, I'll leave them at it.
I don't like to see kissing. I'll be honest with you. I like to kiss Terry. I don't like to kiss Terry. No, wait, sit down. But I don't like to watch, or particularly... Well, he's gone. I don't like the sound of kiss. Oh, you're back. Yeah, but apart from that,
yeah,
still nice.
Not a great one.
No. Ratings?
Before we get into ratings, yeah, there's something I wanted to bring up at the start of the episode.
Oh.
And it's something maybe to do with our last episode.
Oh. Right.
Did you see the new Sonic trailer?
No, I didn't.
Oh, what?
No, I didn't.
Oh, hold on a second.
Show me. Is it better?
Like 1,000,000% better.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I guess they were right to bow down to the public.
Wait till you see.
I guess they were right to suck off the public. Am I right?
Keep talking.
I guess they were right to blow the public. I guess they were right to chow down on the public's chow.
It doesn't always have to be dick stuff.
No, I don't know. That's my default.
All right, look how good.
Let's see.
That looks.
Yes, there's the Sonic I love.
See, that looks like a movie I would like to go see now.
That's interesting, though.
And Jim Carrey seems to be having the time of his life as Robotnik.
So everything else is exactly the same. They just changed the Sonic.
And look how much better he looks.
You know what? You know what it is? No teeth. Well, there is some teeth. I'm not talking about blowjobs again.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it looks excellent.
Yeah, but I don't know... if the film be any good, but...
No, probably not, but I'm a huge Sonic narc.
Look underneath there and look at the side-by-side comparison.
Oh, that's it. Oh, my God.
It's pure nightmare. Okay, well,
when I see it side-by-side...
Yeah, it was pure nightmare feel beforehand.
It was, and you know why it was? It's because of his tiny little eyes that he had.
That's what
I mean.
They try to make him look... That looks like... I don't know, it's like...
kind of freak.
Looks like a human in a Sonic costume or something like that.
Hmm.
Anyway, just wanted to get that in.
Before we get to ratings.
Yeah. Ratings.
Ratings. Well, Terry, let me get my phone so I can log your answer here. What's your rating and who's your MVP?
MVP is Homer.
Okay.
Just because he had the best lines. And
yeah.
Rating is like... I don't know.
Speak from your heart, Terry.
6?
Oh.
Probably my lowest. I think I should have given the other
president.
One. I think I'm just a bit more cynical at this one. Because it's the second one.
Yeah. Season 6, they should know better.
Yeah, but like you're saying, their hands are kind of tied.
Mm.
But I do find, as the seasons go on, like, I love that musical clip show episode.
Yeah. Yeah. So would you give this one just a 6?
I guess 6.
Oh.
Yeah. What are you going to give it?
I tell you what.
Like, there's about 3 jokes in it that I liked.
I would give it a 6. I'm going to give it a 6 too. If I may. My MVP would be... Oh, I don't know. Let's say Mo. Homer.
Look, I want to level with you folks here. We're always in an uphill battle with this episode, yeah, to be honest. There's not a hell of a lot of us to sink our teeth into here.
Yes.
And it was the same. I was thinking about how when we recorded the last one as well, we did it as like... It was a very short one.
Yeah.
Because there's not a load there. We could sit here and talk about whatever you want. For the rest of the... For another hour if you wanted. But like, it's not Simpsons.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Like, I'm happy to sit here and chat with you, Andy, for about, like...
Me too. Let's talk about...
impeachment?
Brexit latest?
How about that Trump, huh? He's really getting impeached.
He's a character.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
So, yeah.
It's a bit of a disappointment. We'll make up for it with maybe an extra long mini-sode next week. Really dig into some stuff there for your ear holes.
For your goddamn ear holes. And next week we... Well, not next week. Next week's the mini-sode. But the week after...
We got a doozy. I can't wait. This is like the...
Peak Simpsons.
You're holding something back this week so that you can let it go next week.
Kinetic energy.
Yes.
In some description.
Oh, yeah. Next episode. We must be almost approaching 50 episodes. Like,
I think we are. Like reviewed episodes.
Like main timeline episodes, right?
I think we're like on 48, maybe.
We'll do something big for the 50th.
Yes.
I don't know why, but
something.
Yeah.
So yeah, the next one is Itchy and Scratchy Land, which is a doze.
Nothing could possibly go wrong.
That's a lot. Yeah. You know what? My dad, ever since we watched that episode, he uses that in here every day. Every day. Sometimes he changes it to possibly, like the actual thing, but like whenever like there's a plan for him, he's like, yeah, like, great, what could possibly go wrong? And he just says it all the time, like,
what could possibly go wrong?
I'm laughing already, we haven't even covered it.
That's the first thing that ever went wrong.
Terry, where can they find us?
You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Instagram. You can find us on Twitter. What's that handle, Andy?
At PutInHPodcast.
You can also email us at PutInHPod@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can support us fiscally.
Mm-hmm. That's financially.
Yes, mm-hmm. By going to PayPal.me/PutInHPod.
Or our SoundCloud page.
Mm-hmm.
Link right there.
Yeah, you can throw us a review on iTunes.
Thank you for some of the reviews during the week. Oh. We got a few. Now this one looks suspiciously like you wrote it.
No, I didn't. You know what? I was thinking about writing a gag one.
Well, but it feels like that's what happened. I feel like I've been taken a fool of, Terry.
Did he give 5 stars?
Of course.
Well then.
But hang on, where is it?
Right. What's the name? The name I was going to use is like Mr. Snarub.
I have a feeling I know who it is. Where's the reviews?
I'll just eat peanuts here while you lose your mind.
I'll cut this.
No, don't cut it. Double it.
I can't find it. For some reason, iTunes just does this where... Forget it. But it was something
thank you
like
for your review.
Right, well.
Yeah, till next time.
Yeah.
Excelsior.
I'd like to buy the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing.
Sing with me.
Perfect harmony.
Perfect harmony.
I'd like to buy the world a poke and keep it company.
And the real
thing. I'd like to teach the world to sing.
Once in perfect harmony.
Perfect me.
And
I'd like to buy the world a coke
and
keep it company.
Be good, right?
Yeah, that sounds great. Absolutely. Now, let me check the levels here. I wasn't happy with last week's levels. You sounded extra loud.
And I sounded what the fuck did you just say?
Quiet.
Extra loud. Extra. How very extra. Fucking dare you?
This gonna be a thing. This gonna be a thing.
Talking about he's a nut here.
All right, Terry. No, thank you.
Sure sounds great on the mic.
What is that, original?
Oh, yeah. Wait, prefer dry roasted?
Yeah, of course I do.
Oh.
I prefer things that have more flavour, not less.
I love salt.
Yeah, well...
You take picture me like this. Well.
He's a saltman at heart.
Yeah. €2 for all those nuts, face. Huh?
Well...
The KP, Andy.
K
KP.
I guess that's a good brand if you're into nuts.
I wanted to get the salt and vinegar, but they didn't have any salt and vinegar because they're obviously the top seller.
Yeah. Your love of salt is almost matched by your love of vinegar.
Oh. Are we recording?
Put your hands together.
Are we recording right now?
Are we sure? All right.
That's gold, Andy. All right. Get these out of the way. What the hell?
Hang on a second.
I think you printed off the wrong thing.
No. Now.
What was the name of this episode?
Right. Another Simpsons clip show. I sent Carrie a gif of... She sent me a big list, and I sent her that Bruce Willis. No problem.
Yeah.
She sent me that Colin Meaney, like, poor guy. No family took him home to every
night. Oh, very good.
Very good.
We have fun, huh?
Yeah, we have fun.
Okay. Hello and welcome to Put of the Age, a diehard Simpsons podcast. My name.